Good morning, everybody. This is RBN's Eclectic Side of Life. Okay, maybe not. This is Capital Forum. If you're listening to me, you're listening to Louise, and you're listening to Tom. And I think we have Sergey today, so we should be listening to Sergey also. Tom, are you there?
I am here, Louise. Good morning.
Good morning, America. Anyway, we have a gentleman named David Wetzel with Green Pasture Products on. I also wanted to bring up something that before he comes on, talking about the fact that, did you know that ocean volcanoes are on the rise? Anybody there?
Is it?
Well, more than you know.
Volcanic activity under ocean is on the rise.
Yes.
Well, you would imagine it would be with all the other things that are going on. It probably just goes hand in hand with all the other earthquakes and torrents.
Five times more ocean underwater volcanic action causing extreme heat to underground water, which was causing a big spin on our El Nino La Nina factor. So just letting you know that there's a subject we're going to be talking about coming up. But right now we're going to have Green Pasture, David Wetzel. I'm not sure if we have you on. Dave, you there?
Yes. Yep. Good morning.
Good morning. We had him on Women's View, and let me tell you what. Do you have a fan base? Because it sure sounded like it on my show.
Do I have a fan base?
Ours was doing nuts on my show. I thought you were dating.
I was very good. I would say that there's an intimate following of the work of Weston Price and the work that we do. So there is a passion involved. I would agree with that.
Okay, real quick, tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Our family, my wife and we have six children. We started Green Pasture Products in 2000. Or roughly 2000, we moved from Illinois, moved to Nebraska, and tried to figure out how to farm, and we started making something called high vitamin butter oil that was discovered back in the 30s by Dr. Weston A. Price, his discovery was a two-part prong. It was butter oil combined with cod liver oil. One without the other didn't do his patients justice. It was two together, and after not being able to after being discouraged after what I found out about today's cod liver oils, we embarked on trying to make cod liver oil the way it had been made throughout history. So we started that process, and we now manufacture both a fermented cod liver oil the way it's always been made, and we make a high vitamin butter oil.
Now, explain to people the difference between your cod liver oil, or original call it cod liver oil, and the cod liver oil that most people have today in their local grocery store.
What I discovered, and I took off to Norway and visited six mills and also to Iceland, so I visited most of the mills in the world as far as that make cod liver oil and fish oils, and what I came away with is that everything in the store is highly industrialized.
Well, we've got a commercial break coming up, so
okay.
We'll get back in just a moment. You just hold that thought. Hold that thought. Okay. You're talking to Green Pasture Products, and you're going to be, I think, surprised. So we'll be right back. This is Capital Forum. It has amused itself to death.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Patriot Act took the liberties and there's no judge, no jury.
Start a revolution. We are too. We're starting a revolution here. We're talking to Dave, and this is not anything like Cheech and Chong. Dave is here. Sorry. Anyway, David, this is David Wetzel, himself and his wife created Green Pasture products. And real quick, his website is www.greenpasture.org.
And by the way, today, Louise, it is May 22nd. You're listening to Capital Farm on RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. Call number 800-313-9443. Back to you, Lou.
You notice he always has to tell me what day it is, like I don't know.
Well, I think there's like a time stamp that's kind of interesting. You know, when I listen to the shows, I always like to know if it's live or pre-recorded or you know, if it's that way listeners can know if they can call in or not. You know what I mean?
Okay. We don't like anybody to know anything. Actually, that's why we have a show.
But that also assumes that the callers have to know what day it is, too.
I'm teasing. Okay. So, David, as you can find out, this is a roundtable discussion, and sometimes we don't discuss anything any good. Okay. Anyway, only on the breaks. We have the best conversations on the breaks. Now, let's go back to what you were talking about as far as the differences of cod liver oils.
All right. I think we left off where I went to Norway, Iceland, and for the purpose of writing an article on the manufacture of cod liver oil, and I came back actually very disillusioned. I thought it was one thing, and I find out later it was another. There was no care when it came to nutrients. It was all about industrialization. It was all about turns. It was all about making a product that was tasteless, odorless, flavorless, and now I find out nutrientless. Wherein So when I came back, we make the butter oil, but the Western Prices formula was two parts, butter oil and cod liver oil. And in some of our panic, I had made a decision that to do this right, we had to do it ourselves. So we embarked on trying to figure out how cod liver had always been made throughout history. And your question specifically was how is it different? And it's taken me 2-3 years of working with the product just to try to get a handle on the immense amount of real nutrients in fermented cod liver oil compared to a industrialized cod liver oil or fish oil. And industrialized cod liver oil, fish oil, I mean, you hear a lot about EPA, DHA, omega-3s, and my conclusion is the reason you hear about all these things in media medicine is because after you finish industrialize it, there's nothing left to talk about except for a few fatty acids. And I mean, I don't blame, I mean, what does a person market? They market what they have, not what they don't have. But real cod liver, there's thousands of nutrients. There's all sorts of hormones and quinones, vitamin E's, a variety of E's, a variety of K's, CoQ enzymes, a variety of D's, a variety of A's, D3 or, although there might be some D3 in there, but there's many other forms that we don't quite understand how they interact in our body. So I don't know if that answers the question directly, but in a nutshell...
I think what Sergey was interested in, what do the industrial-type facilities do that actually harm or take away from the beneficial effect of the cod liver oil?
Well, you start off by rendering. So when you render, the rendering industry is you take a product and you break it down through heat and chemical into oil, protein, bones, and water, and they go into different streams. And then you take that oil portion, and the rendering company will take and sell tanker loads to an industrialized plant, or it's called a finisher. And then they take it and do further chemical processes to clean up the oxidation of the product. And so basically it's taking a rancid oil and trying to clean it up for human consumption. And that whole industry started off in the 1950s, so just like all our other vegetable oils and the whole oil industry. And you basically you heat it to 400 degrees Fahrenheit. And use some other, I'll call them detergents, I don't know if that's a proper word, but to basically render the product tasteless, odorless, flavorless. But in that process, you also, in my opinion, render it nutrientless with the exception of some fatty acids.
This is a topic that's near and dear to my heart. I've been doing the health consultations for, I don't know, probably 20 plus years, and the thing that I tell people they have to do is they have to get a good source of fish oil or krill oil or some source, and there's only a handful of companies that actually produce it in a molecularly distilled way and in certain ways that they have high standards where they nitrogen pack it in nitrogen all throughout the process to get a good product. But once again, I'm very interested in hearing about the fermented process.
Isn't that great?
Because it's like you're saying, the old-fashioned way of preserving it. So I'm really interested in hearing what you have to say today.
The only thing is you got to hold your nose.
Yeah, there is some truth. All right, so would you like me to tell that story or be a little more specific? Okay. All right, so throughout history, if you go back to the book of Tobias, Tobias pulled that fish out of the water, the archangel Raphael told Tobias to save the heart, the gall, and the liver as it makes good medicine. So we've been told long ago that we needed these organs, these fish organs, for our health. And you can find throughout history, you can find time in Roman times and also in Viking times, they had a specific protocol for making these fish oils, and it was always fermented. And that's the way we've always extracted the oil. It takes about 6 months to make. Obviously, rendering, when you render the fish parts, it only takes a day versus 6 months. So obviously, that's why we do what we do. Fermented is... Yes? Mm-hmm.
I've got two messages coming into me.
All right.
They want to know about the Raphael, the Archangel Raphael, or whatever that was.
Mm-hmm. That was in the Book of Tobias, so that's in the Catholic Bible.
Okay.
Yeah.
So basically we're talking about, I'm sorry, and so Raphael did what now?
The Archangel, okay, very good. I'll go back over that. Tobias, when he pulled the fish out of the water, the Archangel Raphael was with him, and the Archangel told him to save the heart, the gall, and the liver as they make good medicine. So God told us long ago that these fish organs were important for us. And then from there I described in the Roman times that Pliny had a writing that described a whole industry that surrounded, they didn't use cod livers, they used mackerel, and they used all the viscera, which is all the guts, the head, all the things that weren't cut for meat. And they also had a similar industry to make what's called liquamen or garum, which is a fish sauce. And that fish sauce was all the peasants, everybody had it, which is extraordinarily nutrient dense. And then the top of the oil was saved for the nobility and the Roman soldier only.
Well, scattered throughout the Bible, our scripture, there is all kinds of references to essential oils, not necessarily just fish oil per se, but there's just various anointing oils of the time were extremely beneficial.
Yep.
So go ahead.
All right, so we were going to talk about, fermentation is basically pre-digestion. All right, that's what fermentation is. And in these fish oil, or in a cod liver oil that's fermented, it's an enzymatic and bacterial breakdown that separates the oil from the protein in the water. So it's a natural process. And we've never had refrigeration throughout history. And from my observation, I don't think we don't destroy the enzymes in the product before bottling. So it's still I'll call it a living food. It's still a living product. Although it's been fermented.
It's kind of like having raw milk versus pasteurized milk, if I'm understanding your description.
I think so, and I actually think it's even deeper than that because the industrialized products are heated to 400 degrees Fahrenheit, give or take, versus not heated. So pasteurization depends on the type of pasteurization, but somewhere between 160 and I think 220, depending on what type of pasteurization.
So now what are the benefits of this? I guess like in raw milk, the benefits include the enzymic action, which actually helps you break down and absorb the nutrients.
Yep, I think that's all there. I think you've got quinones, like PQQ, that new vitamin. We did some testing, the PQQ is there. There's other some huge quinone peaks. We don't understand what they are, but just because we don't understand what they are doesn't mean they're not important. Also, doesn't mean that they are important. But there's all sorts of nutrients in there that would naturally be destroyed.
Vitamin D3 is in there, but more than the D3.
Yeah, okay, for vitamin D, I discovered that it's actually in fermented cod liver oil. Or in these fish, it's mostly D2. There is some D3, and there's some other huge peaks within a short period of the D2 and D3 peak that should also be some form of D. I've got a book here that shows you like 937 different structures of D.
Wow.
In that preface, the authors, this is the first book that to any degree that's been written on vitamin D. It's called The Vitamin D Handbook, published about a year ago. And in the preface, these are experts. They say this whole science of vitamin D is just emerging. It's in its infancy. So everything we discussed today, I suspect we're going to understand it slightly different 10 years from now.
And what's fascinating about this, David, is our medical industry, even the alternative medical industry, they're always looking for the magic bullet. Well, God gave us food that has synergistic effects. There's so many different things that just work together to heal and treat our bodies and make us a well-being. And everybody's looking for this thing they could extract from this food source and use that as a magic bullet, but that's not necessarily it. It's a synergistic effect of all these things combined.
Yep.
We've got a break coming up, and we're talking to David Wetzel with Green Pasture. Go to the website, guys. You ain't going to believe what you read.
What is it? Greenpasture.org. And we'll be back in three. Listen to and support the sponsors. Waiting on the world.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit freetoprosper.com right now.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful. A miracle, oh, it was beautiful, magical. And all the birds in the trees, they be singing so happily. Oh, joyfully, oh, playfully, watching me. But then they sent me.
This is Capital Forum, the crazy side of life, and we are talking to Dave Wetzel with greenpasture.org products. So you guys can hop online and take a good look. And like always, we have really great discussions during the break, so let's try and catch up just a little bit. We were talking about during the break about the difference between heating that most companies do, and the difference between fermenting, which what you do.
Very good. All right. So the fish oils and cod liver oils in the industry, those are it's called Molecca distilled, or it's called the deodorization mills, and those are those are all heated to about 400 degrees Fahrenheit, give or take. And then when we make a fermented cod liver oil. And you can turn it when you do it in such a fashion with the heat, you can make a product in a day, where in a fermented cod liver will take at least 6 months, and we don't use heat. We actually, it's just a natural pre-digestion. It's enzymatic and bacterial digestion of the liver to that separates the oil from the tissue.
This is interesting. How do you preserve the oil itself, preventing it from the breaking down, or how do you store it in the can, on the package, bottle, or jar?
All right. So we pack it in jars, and it's nitrogen on top. Although I don't know if it's necessary to put the nitrogen on top. From the standpoint, we don't heat, so we're not breaking the bonds. We're not creating free fatty acids. Because of the lactic acid. So there'll be some lactic acid, which is a wonderful preservative, and all the nutrients, which are also antioxidant. And then you combine that with the enzymatic activity that continues to stay alive in the product. And also from just a case history throughout history, there was never any refrigeration. We're not sure it's necessary.
Is there even a shelf life rating on your product?
Well, we date it for two years, but we're not sure. You're going with your question exactly right. We're not sure if you couldn't date it for much longer than that.
That's just kind of an industry standard for stuff. But you kind of, like you indicated on the break, your product is just kind of a living being. It just kind of sits there and has life of its own, literally.
Yep.
I'll tell you what, when we posted him on womensview.com, we got over 1,000 hits, and it stopped our site.
Crash.
So we had to go back and let people know that to go ahead, and we're going to be putting up a separate page that links to his, rather than them going on to our front page, because they clicked and clicked and clicked and clicked so badly, it just rushed it, that it actually stopped our server.
Well, that's good news, Louise. You know, in this world of chaos and all this badness that's happening to us, somebody that's offering us a solution and having that much popularity is a good thing. So that's encouraging.
You know, the questions we got back coming back, Dave, one of the things they were saying is that, a lot of women with children with autism.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of women who, and it's mostly women, Women's View is mostly a women's show, women who never heard of fermented cod liver oil, and by the time they got done, you get done talking, they take cod liver oil, they take these vitamins, they take these nutrients with no result. So you're looking at paying, a whole lot of money out, and everybody's still sick.
Yep.
So, and so many women asked, well, is that how come, the products don't ever help in the store from them? We had so many calls. I'm not kidding. We had so many calls. Yep.
Louise, you make an excellent point, and that's one of the things I tell people when I do any health consulting, is if you're going to Walmart or Walgreens, these big box stores, and buying products, you might as well save your money. Typically, a lot of these products are so manipulated and processed, they're not even beneficial, but the worst case, they're actually harmful to your body because of all the chemical and heat processing.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts, David?
I would agree. I think we need to eat more of our foods as raw, and we need to go back to to traditional foods and traditional preparations of foods.
What are the health benefits of using your product? Let's get down to the nuts and bolts of what a person could expect if they start using your products.
And as a manufacturer, I have to be a little careful with that. As you know, the FDA doesn't like, you need to have a certain degree to talk that way. But I will, I'll give maybe some pointers. Is that acceptable rather than very specific?
Yes, we can say something like this is for educational and entertainment purposes only.
Sure. I do think that the butter oil combined with the cod liver is important. So when I reference this, we'll kind of talk about almost in conjunction as the way Weston Price discussed it. It was not one or the other. It was the two combined. I think you're going to see some, a person could expect to see some, let's say, bone and joint, mood and mind, and also maybe some hormonal benefits, testosterone, libido, things like that.
We have break coming up, but that was actually brought up on the show, actually after the show, about women's hormonal.
Exactly.
So,
that's huge.
Hey, watch it.
That
watch
is huge.
We will be right back this week.
I got a feeling we'll talk about this during the break.
You're bad.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee
study found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org. Or call 908-691-2608 today.
So that music there always reminds me of the X-Files. Don't ask me why. Anyhow.
So we're talking about fish files now.
The fish files.
Very good, Sergey. Okay, you know, I knew there was a reason for you. Did you bring some vodka for the rest of us?
Well, we heard on the break that Sergey's got an
instrument. That's not the topic we're talking about.
Sergey has an infinite role in the
fish,
story.
You know, cod liver oil.
Well, I'll tell you what, there have been some studies dealing with fermented cod liver oil, and some companies actually try to stop the production of fermented cod liver oils. I don't know if you know that.
Well,
they paid money to the Agricultural Society of in Washington, D.C., and tried to get it stopped. They tried multiple things. And they were not able to get it stopped, what I have found out.
I would suspect, Louise, this is going to be like raw milk. If David becomes too big and too popular with this movement, he's probably going to be squelched just like the raw milk movement. And I'm afraid your success might be the demise of your business.
No, I don't think so. I think the success of that will cause something else to happen. But one thing that was brought up specifically is the fact that the hormonal regulation, or, you know, stop from fluctuation from fermented cod liver oil, not just for women, but for male testosterone,
yep,
was better than Viagra.
It definitely balances your hormones.
Yeah. And that's the reason why they didn't win, because there's too many men on the panel.
And frankly, Louise, in these stressful times that are coming up, it is huge. You know, when you eliminate stress from your body, that changes your whole outlook and also your health.
Oh, absolutely, but it does more than that. It turns out that it may be a very good balancer to stop fungus growth in the body, which was a big one.
Your immune system is totally revamped.
Acne.
Acne.
Okay.
Yeah, I've heard that one.
Eczema, psoriasis.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Hey, Dave, we've got callers that are stacking up, but before the break, you were mentioning the health effects that one might see or you know, for educational purposes. Just quickly go through the list, and then we'll get to some of the callers' questions.
All right. Some of the things to look for that you can notice sometimes within a week or two would be some hormonal effects, testosterone, libido, skin. You look for the skin and the hair, the sheen in the hair, a variety of skin, and other general immunity contributions. So, and that's a very broad spectrum.
Allergies.
But
you should have a reduced allergies effect.
Mm-hmm.
It, very well. I know many practitioners will make this cod liver and butter oil for every patient that comes in. That's the first thing, and then from there they address whatever else. But that's anyway. So it's a foundation product for the balance of whatever a lot of practitioners are working with.
We got women who call in. One woman who literally they had marked off as dead. Now you know anyone can tell you that. But she actually sent me all the information, all the medical information, what happened to her, why they said they literally had marked her out to be dead. They had it in the record actually, said that they had a limited amount of time with her, that she had what appeared to be almost close to being the plague. They weren't sure what was causing it. I think it was a form of a crazy form of rickets myself, but.
Mm.
But you know what? There was evidently a doctor who somebody had brought up to him about this cod liver oil, and this was 2 years ago, and the gentleman started using the product, giving it to the even though he was getting in trouble with the medical community, she started coming out of it in 3 months. Total remission. Okay, so you asked me, I was going to say is, and she sent the medical proof on that, and I'm going to be sending that over to you, David, because I think it's something you need. This is actual physically, medically proof that the doctor had to turn to that to save her.
Very good.
Oh,
that
will make angry the pharmaceutical industry.
You know, another thing we didn't touch upon, but a pregnant or nursing woman or even infants, this is extremely important for brain development. So it's just really critical for young children to have
right.
a good source of oils.
It's good also for digestion.
Well, it used to be that you had the Department of Health and everything else mandatorily having them take it. They used to go around by spoonfuls, making sure the kids in orphanages and everything else got it, and you have the
yep.
social workers come out, bring in this great big brown bottle.
You make another good point, Louise. Now, David, that brings up the question. The old-fashioned cod liver oil that the grandmothers used to force their children to take, was that fermented or was that just bottled?
Yes, it was fermented.
It had been fermented. The industrialization didn't start to take place until about 1850, and we don't know, and that's when the start of it transpired. We don't know exactly when it all turned over to industrialized, but my guess is by the 1920s, 1930s, I would think most of it would have been rendered, and then by the 1950s, everything was Malacca distilled after rendering.
Okay, so once again, the modern methods screw everything up.
Well,
that's
right. Man goofs it up. I would agree with that, yes.
All right, we want to enter. I believe we have John from Massachusetts. I think John is the one to recommend we have you on the show. Is John
absolutely.
With us?
Absolutely.
Well, it might take a second to pull John up. Are you available, John?
John, you there?
John, I think he's there.
Hello. Yeah, I'm here. How you doing?
Doing well. What do you have for us tonight,
hi.
John?
Well, I didn't want to brag, but I said, jeepers, creepers, you guys were... I didn't think he was going to be on this quick. Didn't I recommend David last week? That was fast.
It was, I think, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, 2 weeks ago, okay.
Thank
well,
you.
Anyway, it's still pretty fast.
You have Louise's ear, John. What else do you want from Louise?
Hey, and thank you, John. Thank you, John, because I'll tell you what, it's what I've been reading, what I've been looking. I did, see, after you say something, then I went back and I started looking at all testing. I didn't just call David straight out. I went back and checked all kinds of testing, and what I was, what I found was amazing what could be the potential. Then I started contacting David here,
yeah.
And the product's phenomenal.
Oh, yeah, and real nice people over there, too. And, well, does that mean...
He's on the air. Don't tell him that. He'll get a big head.
The other thing, does that mean that you're going to have the other fellow that I recommended that was from the blog, the fellow that wrote the article on the CFL bulbs on David's
website? I'm still trying to.
Okay, great. And, David, you know that fellow that I'm talking about, right?
Yes,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know him, David?
I don't know personally. I've talked to him once or twice. He told me of his work, and I said I would post it on my blog. So we've done that. We've at least presented his research.
And by the way, there's a really good article on vaccines on your website that I read about animal vaccines and the Purdue mm-hmm. studies, and they very much prove that they're killing the animals with these vaccines. It's like, what the hell? Why isn't this mainstream knowledge? Once again, they're just covering up the scientific evidence.
Did you know that the vaccines cause are causing the peanut allergy? That was new to me just last week, so it was just like, okay.
But anyway, what we're talking about is on greenpastures.org, you can go and visit some of these, not just about the fermented oils, but he has a good blog that has some great information as well.
Oh, I just wanted to let you guys know that I started taking David's cod liver oil a little while ago, and I happen to like the cinnamon flavor, but all the other flavors are quite good, because I was one time at this place, and this guy who's a distributor for David's products let me taste the different kinds, and they were all very good. And just one last question, and then I'll let you guys talk. The butter, David, how do you recommend taking the butter? I haven't got that yet, but...
Well, it's a food, so you can do liberally. Weston Price did about equal parts. He did roughly anywhere from a teaspoon to 2 teaspoons of cod liver oil a day. And he was, obviously, Weston Price was actually usually working with someone that was ill. And then about the same thing, about 3/4 to a teaspoon and a half of butter oil. That's the most common range.
Do you take them at the same time, or does it matter?
I suspect it doesn't matter. I do. I like mine in warm water. That way the oil keeps moving, so I just take 1 to 2 ounces of warm water, mix it all together, and take like a shot.
Oh, I see.
But that's the way I do it, so.
Okay, great.
And I take a little skate with mine as well. I've got skate here, so I usually take a little skate along with it, skate liver oil.
You do have a product that actually has the two combined, pre-combined.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So if a person wanted to combine them and take them as one shot, then they would have that product.
And my kids usually do that.
And that's the X factor, if I'm reading your website right. Blue Ice Royal Butter combines X factor gold with Blue Ice fermented cod. Okay, I got you.
Yep.
What I'd like to do is if we can somehow put together a breakdown dietary per day of things that are needed. Because what I found out from after his show and after another one, people have a lot of vitamins. They don't know what to do with them, or if they have the vitamins, they're not working. So, I think we need to kind of break it down, find out what does work for people to do every day. So, I mean, just instead of so many missed chances of health, because, you're taking all kinds of stuff. I know I do. I know we have a closet full of vitamins that aren't used.
And most of them, like I indicated earlier, are probably actually harmful to you.
Yeah.
Hey, one last thing, and then I'll let you, because I promise I'll get off now, but for maybe David, because maybe he hadn't heard the show a while ago, but maybe, and for your listeners that didn't hear, Donna Schwenk, the Cultured Food Life lady, maybe he could, he'd be interested in that site and your listeners, and maybe it'd be good, down the road to have her back, which you probably were going to have her back on anyway. But
mm-hmm. What you're referring to is the lady that specializes in fermented foods.
Yeah, Donna Schwenk, Cultured Food Life. I think it's culturedfoodlife.com or something.
By the way, I am the kefir-making queen.
Oh, boy.
Excellent.
I don't know what it is.
I've heard you called a lot of things, Louise, but I've never heard you called that one.
Watch it. No, I started making kefirs, and you know, it took me a long time to get mine, but the person who started, like say, a month or two before me, hers barely even grew. I ended up having 12 kefirs. I put back and was changing it constantly. I was making so many kefirs, I felt like I was a broodmare. Anyway, but literally, I mean, I was making 10 kefirs in a week. And I called her up and thought something was wrong. And she said, no, for evidently your house just likes making kefir. But our house is over 100 years old, so I think, because way back when they used a lot of wild yeast and what have you, that may be the reason. But they grow like, I literally had to take my kefir and put it in the refrigerators, my kefirs, to slow them down of breeding, because I don't have a cow right now, and I have to use a lot of cows.
And then maybe someday Sergey can have a show and give us all the health knowledge, the secret health knowledge of Russia someday. That would be interesting.
That's a good
that would be a very good one.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, I've got on that topic. I know that in Russia they'll use the cod liver oil as a beauty cream. They'll actually put it on their skin in Russia, and they still do it today in some areas in Russia.
Oh, I gotta get some of that for my skin.
Oh,
then
man.
Those Russian girls are dying.
Yeah,
we're making a skin cream. It'll be out in about 3 weeks.
How do you mask the smell of that?
We used fermented cod liver oil, butter oil, coconut oil, shea butter, and then lavender and orange. So I think it's organic orange oil and lavender oil.
So the lavender would mask it somewhat. Wow, that's interesting. Well, thanks for your input, John. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
All right.
Thank
now,
you.
We haven't,
so
haven't,
this would be one David, time you'd say, oh, I smell something fishy, you know it was me.
Yeah.
David, do you have oil with no... there's nothing in it, just an oil?
Yes, we have
crude
the straight
oil only.
Yep, fermented cod liver oil. We also have the Blue Ice Royal, the butter oil cod liver. We do have a plain that has nothing else added.
Right.
And especially the raw food community really appreciates that product. There's nothing added. They like a very pure product.
Yeah.
Okay, we
got to
get Mark in Michigan in because we got people backing up.
Is Mark
in Michigan?
And once again, it might take a second to switch over to Mark. We'll just start talking when you're online, Mark. David, while we're waiting for Mark to get pulled up, do you have a sampler pack? Is there like a way to get your different variety of flavors, or how does that work?
No, we don't have one. We looked at doing it. It's a smaller company. We just haven't been able to figure out cost-wise how to do that. So, no, we haven't. And obviously, the product has a distinct flavor, I'll just call it, or different odors.
Tell me this, what is your most popular flavor? Maybe that would help people if they want to try your product to make sure they got one that was...
Sure. The Blue Ice Royal is actually a three-way. You got the purists that like the unflavored, and then you've got half the people that we have what's called the chocolate cream, and then half the people like the cinnamon. And then in the straight cod liver, just the plain cod liver, no butter oil, the cinnamon by far is number one. Number two is the unflavored. And then we've got the new emulsified cod livers out, and right now it's a three-way between the ginger, the licorice, and the mint.
Interesting. Now, a lot of these products you're using as flavoring that also has their own health benefits. Is there enough of the product
Thank
in
you.
These things that actually can derive some benefits from the cinnamons?
I am told so, but that's not my area. I've had some practitioners that actually buy the cinnamon just for that. It's about, if I remember right, somewhere around 1%. And it's not my area of expertise, but I'm told that that's enough to do a little, add a little benefit.
The plain is the best. It's the flavoring is just to cover up the taste of the, like, fishy
yep.
taste, and that's it. The plain really is the best.
I would agree with that.
You prefer the plain as far as flavor and palatability, Sergey?
Well, it's, it's not diluted with anything. It's like any other oil you buy, you have a real taste of the purity of it. It doesn't matter what type of oil it is. And
I'll take the cinnamon.
Yeah, some of us don't like the flavor of fish,
sure.
though.
Sure. Well, it's kind of some people don't like the fishy taste, but when they eat the fish, they have to have dressings, I don't.
Oh, no, I like the taste of fish. on fish, but cod liver oil isn't fish.
it's a little stronger. You're going to have some people that are pure, that it doesn't matter what it tastes like, they're going to take it. And others are going to need to master something.
We have a break coming up. And Mark in Michigan, if you're on, or just hold your place. We'll see if he's there or not. We'll be right back at Capital Forum. Get your fish on.
Hey, everybody. Also, gold and silver is still on sale, so call Republic Trading Group. Back in three.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
The television lights, they tell you day is night. They tell you wrong is right. But I say, how do you like the way things are today? Things are today.
We're back. Hello, this is Capital Forum, and we're finishing up our program with Green Pasture Products. We have Mark, if you want to go ahead, and you had a question for him.
Yes, how much does Mr. Wexler charge for this product?
I can address that because there's a variety of prices depending on what you purchase. In general, the fermented cod liver oil will be between 34 and 44 a jar.
How many ounces? How many ounces?
There's 96 servings of a half teaspoon, if I remember. Maybe it's, excuse me, I think it's 110 servings of a half teaspoon each. So that's 8 ounces.
That's a pretty good deal for putrefying liver. What do you charge for a bottle of snake oil?
We like snake oil.
I just love these infomercials. Fantastic.
Well,
Mr. Webster, are you...
Hey, Mark, why don't you give your real name and where you're from when you call in these shows? Why do you hide behind this mask?
I'd like to ask, is Mr. Wexler a Jew by any chance?
No, I'm not. And for what it's worth, I don't do infomercials, nor do I advertise.
So I
was asked to come on to because there's a general interest in this product, not just here but worldwide, and it does help tens of thousands of people. So I don't appreciate your sarcasm. So,
and by the way, there's nobody profiting from, none of the hosts on this show is profiting or making a dime from this, so it's just information only.
It's a small family business.
We're trying to offer solutions here, so I know some people appreciate it and some people are trying to infiltrate the solution movement, so we appreciate your call.
Yeah,
Thank you again, Mark, or whomever your name is. But thank you again for the question. It's a very good product, and this is an infomercial, and we've had so many people who were so active on the other show who had so many great stories, so it's really, really good. I'm trying the product because I believe that I need a little bit of help after coming out of the hospital. Most people who listen to the show know that I spent all the time in the hospital, and my immune system wasn't up to snuff, so to speak. Every little thing got me sick, so I started the vitamin D3 and silver with Tom, and it has been a marked improvement on my immune system. So I'm going to go ahead and try the same, your product, David, so that I think that and this is something that everybody took, used to be. Now here's the funny part: it used to be mandatory from the Department of Health.
Yeah, you had God telling us long ago we needed these things. You had the Roman Empire, you had the Vikings, you had schools, you had governments throughout the world, not just one country or this country. This has been long. Every doctor was part of their repertoire. It was in their
David.
Was,
most importantly, had grandmothers throughout the centuries forcing it down kids' throats.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
I mean,
very
yeah, so,
popular in the former Soviet Union, also.
Yeah, so it's all over the world. It isn't a snake oil. That was kind of, I don't know where that came.
Right.
You know, it used to be, we used to doctor generation by generation. Today, we're trying to doctor molecule by molecule.
Yeah, they look for the white-coated magic man to give them magic.
Yeah,
please give out your contact information real quick.
Greenpasture.org or 402-858-4818.
Please repeat the phone number one more time.
It's greenpasture.org.
What's the phone number? One more time. Phone number, please.
402-858-4818.